We've been discussing the Rosh's admonition that if someone insults you, curses you, you shouldn't retort, you shouldn't retaliate, you should just be minhag la'avim, you should just accept it and not comment. We've pointed out that this may be only a midas chasidus. There are various grounds in halacha for saying that you may actually be allowed mikra din to answer back. And yesterday we discussed the idea of kiyechem levavo. Some rishonim say that the Torah understands. Not the most ideal thing to do. The Torah understands that somebody is, his heart is in flames when somebody hits him, insults him, and he fights back. And Kiyechem Levavo is a pasuk they bring in the context of Goel Hadam, that the relatives of a murder victim may be outraged and enraged at the murderer and may kill him. Kiyechem Levavo, the Torah understands that. And that seems to imply that Goel Hadam is a kind of heter, dispensation, that we understand it, what are we going to do? We understand he's angry. There is a sheet in the Gemara, though, that Goel Hadam is a mitzvah. What is the purpose of the mitzvah? Now, obviously, we can just say it's justice. The murderer deserves to be killed. But it's interesting. Most mitzvahs, we say, are based on the job. The Torah doesn't appoint someone in charge of vigilante, in charge of killing people who are Mechal Shabbos. So what is it about Goel Hadam that the relatives of the victim are supposed to, a mitzvah even according to some sheetahs, kill the murderer? So a particularly interesting explanation is offered by several achronim, Chavas Yar, Divrei Malkiel. They say that they say, Margla B'Puma De'Inshi, we know it from ghost stories, from Harry Potter, from other sources, that when somebody is killed unjustly, so the soul of the victim does not rest until justice is brought to his murder, until he's avenged. So these achronim say this is true, this is the opinion of the Torah too. They cite the famous story of the Dam Zecharia. We have an entire kina about it on Tisha B'Av, that when they murdered Zecharia toward the end of the first Beis HaMikdash, his blood was boiling and bubbling and wouldn't stop until Nebuzaradan began to slaughter wholesale, horrifically many members of Klal Yisrael to make it stop. And the idea, and also Achav, we find it says that when Hashem wanted to punish Achav, he said, "Who will go out and manipulate Achav into getting killed?" So the nefesh of Navas the Israeli, who Achav had murdered and to take away his kerem, he said, "I'll do it. I'll take care of Achav." So this idea, the Achronim say, is recognized by the Torah that the soul of the murder victim needs, has an interest in seeing its murder avenged. And that's the idea of Goel Hadam, they say. The Torah said that the relatives of the murder victim, it's their mitzvah, it's their job to bring peace, to bring rest to the soul of their relative, by killing the person who killed the victim. There's actually some discussion of Goel Hadam, whether it applies to Zman Hazeh, to what extent. Some poskim say that it doesn't, you need Sanhedrin, either to paskin that he's a murderer or to mekabel the edus. There are poskim, though, who seem to say that Goel Hadam does apply to Zman Hazeh. Some of the tshuvas are discussing non-Jewish murderers, but even so, there's a tshuva in the Tzemach Tzedek. The question was, someone had murdered a Jew. The question is, should they expend considerable time, trouble, money to gain justice? And he says, absolutely, there's a mitzvah of Goel Hadam. Which relatives does it apply to? He says, well, it applies to any relatives, the closest ones who are Roy Lirish, but there's no limit, he says, how far it goes. And absolutely, they have a mitzvah of getting the murderer punished, killed. What about the fact that they won't be able to do it themselves? They're going to have to get it done through the court system, he says. Doesn't matter. Shlichus, usually we say ain't shlichus l'achum, but he seems to understand you don't have to actually stab the guy yourself. It's enough if you bring about his punishment and death through the legal process. That's fine, he says. And you should do that. On the other hand, you have to do that. He's mitzvah to do that, he says, of Goel Hadam. On the other hand, we have a tshuva in the Chavas Yar. He was actually talking about a Jewish murderer, not a non-Jewish murderer. He was asked about should the guy had been caught by the government. He was facing death, not actually for the murder, for theft, but he was facing death. The question is, what should the community do? Should they make an effort to get him off? Should they make an effort to get him killed? Should they do nothing? So the Chavas Yar says, it's a tough shaila. He says, these types of shailas are very hard. You can't just say we should be machmer for pikuach nefesh and save the guy's life, because he says, as we said earlier, every says you're going to be machmer to save his life, but that's not fair to the murder victim, because he deserves to have his murder revenge. It's a very tough shaila, he says. On the one hand, he doesn't really think Goel Hadam applies. He thinks of various reasons, lack of Sanhedrin and other reasons, we don't really have Goel Hadam. On the other hand, he says, to actively intervene to get him exonerated, he says, is not fair to the murder victim. So basically, he comes out, Sheval Tassadif, don't do anything. Don't actively try to get him killed. but also don't make efforts to try to get him off the hook.